Sin Shimon Gimel, we left off with Machaber. That's Asr Timaychel B'Yadayim, to a cut, even things that are Asr and Rabbanon. And Mr. Brewer says the same applies, that's Asr, to Talagoy, to give something that's Asr, to a Tinuk, like every other Isr, that there's a problem with Amir La'akim. It's certainly not to tell the cotton to do anything wrong. Now let's say a child needs it, success chayla, then you can tell the Goy to feed him something, even something that's Asr and Torah, since you're doing it through a Goy. And that's how Mr. Brewer says he's doing Pesach. If they had a child, they need to have chametz, those days, medications, more complicated, they often had to come out the chametz. So you tell the guy to bring the child, carry the baby to his house, and he should give him the chametz in his house. If he needs tamienim also, there's nothing else for the drink. And the mayim, where it was dangerous, the only thing that was for the drink was tamienim. The same thing, you have a guy do it. If the child's too sick and can't be even brought to the guy's house, you have the guy comes to the yid's house and give the child the chametz. The guy brings his own chametz and gives it to the child to eat. It's chametz of chametz, chametz of a guy in the yid's house. There's no isabayiro. Just have to be careful not to pay the guy for it. If you pay him for it, then the chametz can belong to the yid. That's a real problem by Rabbi Matzai for the yid. Now the Mechaber says also to get a kedus doing Chol Shabbos and Yom Tov evenings are just shvus. Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't tell a child to bring the keys, even if it's traveling through a carmelis, because the kid's going to use the Chol Shabbos and going to be doing one day when he's older. Now the Ramah says a yeshar, and some Rishonim say this all that kon is not gil chinuch. Kon is gil chinuch. That not only the parents, but everyone has to mafish, everyone has to stop him. It's a chiv and everyone has to stop him from doing Yisurim. So Tuna, we said it's only a chiv on the father, maybe also on the mother, but not on other people. The Ramah is saying that some say the chiv is on everybody. He says some say not. Some say the chiv chinuch is not, but it's only on the father. Or he said the father, maybe the mother. So this is a machlekas. And Mishmur brings the chayyodim, the gabadurai says shemachmer, that we see that a guy is about to give davar asr to a katan Yisrael, is gil chinuch. If it's the raisa, you should stop it. If it's the rabbanon, you don't have to get involved. That's only for the father and maybe the mother to get involved. Now, the Ramah says that if you have a cotton who's he gets of his father, or does any other affair in his kindness as a cotton, you know he doesn't have to tshuva when he gets older because he did when he was a cotton. So it's good when he becomes a gadol, he understands where he's wrong, he should become himself something for tshuva and kapara, even though the affair was done before his bar anshin. Mishnah Berurah says you have a cotton that stole or is mazik, bezin, they should do what they have to do to him in order to make sure he doesn't get the habit of doing this in the future. Same thing if he's chavala, if he hurts somebody, if he's mevayish somebody, anyway, I'm a chaver, Bezin has to get involved to make sure that the call of bad things shouldn't come to him. But he doesn't have to pay. If the gnev is not be'en to return to the nignav, the person stole from him, he doesn't have to pay. The mishur sedin is that when he comes to Golo, he should pay for the hezek that he did or for whatever he stole. Even just in Garmi, still when he comes to Golo, if he understands properly what he did wrong, it's better if he should pay. Shimon Shimon Dalit, someone's going to the midbar on Shabbos, Mechaber discussed somebody's traveling in the desert, he doesn't know the day of Shabbos. Whenever he realizes, oh, he has a Sovik right now, he starts counting that day as day one, to keep the seventh day of Shabbos, in the sense that he'll make Kiddush on Avdolo. The Mishnah Berurah says he can make Kiddush on Yayin or on Pas, whatever he has. And if he doesn't have, then he can make Kiddush during Davening, but Mispal the Shabbos to Gethulah day, and from other Shabbos, he Adach Lantan Shmon Esrei. And this way, he at least the Derises over here, and Zayt said the Etchak. This way, it won't be forgotten by him the Terah Shabbos. Now, it's going to be someone's taken captive by Goyim. Sometimes, someone's taking care of the guy, you can figure out from them somehow which day the week it is. Sometimes you can't. Do the same thing between the seventh day of Shabbos, Lagabe, Kiddush, and Havdalah. And the Berlach discuss also, he forgets which day the month he's holding, and he can't figure out which month he's holding. He has the same problem with the Yom Tov, so he has to figure out what to do with counting the days. Lagabe Isser Melacha, here more Machmer, the Machaber says that if he has what to eat from, it's not Bikoch Nefesh, he has enough money, or he has what he could sell to have food to eat for himself, so then he cannot do Melacha on any day. Because each day is Safik, it might be Shabbos. And all 7 days of the week is a Safik Shabbos, and then we cannot do any Melacha. So though they got the Kiddush and Avdolah, pick the seventh day, they got Melacha, they ask the Machmer all 7 days, as long as he has what to eat.